This is 90.9 WBUR and WBUR.org. Good morning. I'm Sharon Brody. The big day is here for Patriots fans. New England kicks off its season this afternoon at 1 o'clock in Buffalo. And this first game will be getting close attention as Tom Brady goes to work without some of his most reliable weapons and with a defense that has to prove it can successfully defend against the pass. Shalice Manza-Young covers the Patriots for the Boston Globe. Shalice, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, okay, we'll zero in on today's game against the Bills in a moment. But first, let's do the season overview. With the personnel changes on the offense, what changes do you think we'll see in the approach by Tom Brady and offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels?
At least early on, you might see them run the ball a little bit more maybe than Patriots fans have gotten used to seeing in the last few years, and the Patriots know that they have a good ground game that they can go to. Last year was a very successful running attack that they had. Stephen Ridley had over 1,200 yards and 12 touchdowns. They have Shane Vereen at that running back position. He's very versatile. He can run the ball. He can catch the ball from several different places. And I think you'll just see Tom Brady that we saw a few years ago, Tom Brady that his favorite receiver was the open receiver, and not his favorite receiver was Wes Welker, because that was almost the only option he had at times.
How strong does Tom Brady look going into this season? I mean, how many more years can he keep up a top-tier performance?
Right now, he looks phenomenal. Last year, he said he wanted to play until he was 40. This year, he's saying he wants to play into his 40s. He turned 36 in early August, so obviously that would be at least 5 years. His contract currently does go until he's 40. He takes impeccable care of himself from a nutrition standpoint, from a fitness standpoint. His love of the game, his competitiveness are there, I think, just as strong, if not stronger than ever.
Well, turning to the defense, this year the Patriots are facing some elite quarterbacks. How do you think they will do against the pass?
What is really key is how they do up front in terms of getting to the passer and you know, pressuring quarterbacks and not necessarily getting sacks, but really making quarterbacks uncomfortable. And that's something they've really struggled to do consistently over the last 3 to 4 years. So if they can find that formula where they can consistently do that, I think it only serves to help the cornerbacks and the safeties in pass coverage.
It's a different look for special teams on the Pats this year. Veteran punter Zoltan Mesko's gone. Tell us about the player who took his job, Ryan Allen.
Ryan Allen is an undrafted rookie. He was in college football. They give out the Ray Guy Award for the best punter in college football, and Ryan Allen is the first two-time winner of that award. So clearly he was the best punter in college football. He was, in terms of competing with Zoltan, the competition was quite close in terms of, you know, statistically and yardage and things like that. There are a couple of finer points I think that Allen's going to have to work on. But in the end, you know, Ryan Allen cost almost $1 million less than Zoltan Mesko this year, and Zoltan was also heading into a free agent year. And this way, the Patriots know they have Ryan Allen at least through the 2015 season.
Moving on to the Bills game, the Patriots have had a fair amount of success against them during the Belichick-Brady era, and the Bills have missed the playoffs for 13 straight years. Do you think there could be any surprises today?
I've learned to never say never. But the Bills are starting a rookie quarterback, E.J. Manuel. If E.J. can't finish the game for whatever reason, it would be an undrafted rookie quarterback, Jeff Toole, who steps into the game. The Bills will be missing two of their best secondary players. Their top cornerback, Stephon Gilmore, is injured, and their best safety, Jairus Byrd, he is also injured. So clearly that would be something they have to account for. So, and it's a new coaching staff. So there is a bit of the unknown for the Patriots to deal with because they don't quite know what to expect from the new coaching staff. Doug Marone is the first-year head coach with the Bills. But at the same time, the Patriots, they still have enough key pieces in place. Tom Brady is 20-2 against Buffalo all-time in his career.
What's the status of Danny Amendola, who's replacing Wes Welker, and also the status of Rob Gronkowski?
Amendola, he was able to practice fully on Friday, and the Patriots upgraded him to probable, which means it's almost a certainty that they do expect him to play. So that's good news. In terms of Gronkowski, he was on the practice field this week, but what the media are able to see in practice is a very small window. So when the Patriots say that he's limited in practice, we don't know if he only did what we saw him do in terms of stretching and running around and things like that, or if he was able to do a little bit more. But at either rate, he is listed as doubtful for today, which means that there's only a 25% chance or less that the Patriots expect him to play.
Okay, so you are calling the Pats over the Bills today. Mm-hmm. What is your call for the season for the Pats?
For the season, I predicted that they will go 11-5 and that they will win the AFC East, but I don't think I have them making it to the Super Bowl this year.
All righty. Well, thank you, Shalice.
Thank you.
Shalice Manza-Young is the Patriots beat reporter for the Boston Globe. This is WBUR.